It's 10 p.m. in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Tonight's show is going to focus on primarily jazz exclusively from Japan. Why? Because there's a fantastic new compilation out from Barely Break and Even Records called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan. This is about time I did a deep dive into this country. This is the famous country known for exclusively high-end Japanese vinyl lounges, obsessive record collecting, and so much more. So a lot of the songs tonight, just to warn you, are going to be fairly long, upwards of 10 minutes in length for a lot of them. So it's really, truly a great night to sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and hang tight, because we'll be right back after the news.
It's 10:06, and we're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public.
I think it's time we blow this scene, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Feels like K2H. Starting off this first hour, Bridging the Gap, Yoko Kanno and a group called the Seatbelts. It's a song called Tank off the soundtrack to the anime Cowboy Bebop. I used to start my old show on K2H with this song every week. But this is Hawaii Public Radio and we are playing jazz tonight. Starting off with Kiyoshi Sugimoto, a song called Long Kneel, coming off a compilation called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, 1969 through 1984, which is the album the compilation that tonight's show is essentially going to be built around. Most of these artists were released exclusively in Japan, a lot of them just on vinyl, right in that period. and we're kind of never heard from or seen from again. So a lot of them are being re-earthed now with the help of blogs and compilations like these. So just wanted to spend some time and feature it out tonight. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to shoot me an email at djmrnick@hawaiipublicradio.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Kiyoshi Sugimoto, a song called Long Kneel off of a compilation called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan 1969 through 1984, recently put out on Barely Breaking Even Records. If you want to pick up a copy of this compilation, the link of it is right in the blog post for today's show, where you can also find the set list at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. From this into Matsumoto Hiro... Sorry, it's too far away. Matsumoto Hiroshi and Ichikawa Hideo Quartet. Song called, the title track off their album, Megalopolis. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here, member supported of Hawaii Public Radio 1. Thank you. You just heard music from the Matsumoto Hiroshi and Ichikawa Hideo Quartet. Title track off their album Megalopolis. From this into something a little more modern, a group called the Kyoto Jazz Massive, a song called The Brightness of These Days. And this is the Quantic Remix coming off the 12-inch. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Dedicating this entire show tonight to primarily jazz coming out of Japan.
gifted up.
You're listening to the Kyoto Jazz Massive, actually the Quantic remix of the Kyoto Jazz Massive, the song called The Brightness of These Days, coming off the 12-inch Signal. Next up, I'm going to play the Toru Aizawa Quartet. Just a little backstory on this piece. I'll just get it going and then give you a little backstory on it. Off an article, according to an article from the Vinyl Factory, this album, which is called Tachibana, where it was pulled from, is considered one of the holy grails of Japanese jazz record collecting because there are only about 50 to 100 of them are actually made. The backstory goes that this band, Toru Aizawa, and his quartet were playing. They were basically a wealthy businessman. His last name is Tachibana, offered to basically fund the recording of their album. And he took the recording and he made essentially business cards out of them. You know, so you imagine you go up to someone and say, "Hello, I'd like to do business with you." And you hand them an entire LP. Anyway, the whole thing didn't catch on. And of course, not many of these were actually printed. And the album itself is supposedly pretty good. I've only heard this one song, but because of it and because of its scarcity and its rarity, it's considered one of the hardest albums to get as far as Japanese jazz goes. For fun, I just tried to Google it and find one for sale. Of course, nothing was for sale, and apparently the last one that was sold was about $700-$800. So, just give you an idea. It has been, the song, in just this song alone, has been re-released in a new compilation, which I'm molding this show off of, from BBE, or Barely Breaking Even Records, called Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, 1969 through 1984, and it contains this song called Dead Letter. We're bridging the gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Thank you. Once again, you're listening to the Toru Aizawa Quartet, a song called Dead Letter. Originally off an album called Tachibana, but now off a compilation called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, 1969 through 1984, off Barely Breaking Even Records. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio, dedicating this entire show tonight to Japanese jazz artists, both new and old. And since this was kind of spacey and atmospheric and old, well, 70s, I'm going to go to something a lot more modern with a group called the Soil and Pimp Sessions, P-I-M-P Sessions, from their album Magnetic Soil, a song called Junk. These guys are a whole lot of fun live, and they play a style of jazz they call, quote, death jazz, like death metal, only death jazz. Setlist can be found up on our website at HawaiiPublicRadio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Any questions or comments, shoot me an email at DJMRNICK@HawaiiPublicRadio.org. DJ Mr. Nick at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I just love saying that. Death jazz. were listening to a group called the Toshio Matsuura Group. This is brand new music. The album isn't actually out yet. It actually comes out in a month, I think about a month. And it's on pre-release right now. You can pay for the album and you get one or two tracks ahead of the whole thing. In particular, this is a song called LM Number 2. And it comes off an album called Love Play Dance, 8 Scenes from the Floor. Shall we milk that? The album is called Love Play Dance, 8 Scenes from the Floor. But it's pretty neat, right? Gonna follow this one up with a segment of the Cole Tsukimine Quintet off their album Daguri, a song called Spindrift. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here and member supported Hawaii Public Radio, dedicating this entire show tonight to Japanese jazz, and in some cases, very rare Japanese jazz. You're listening to the Kosuke Mine Quintet of an album called Daguri, a song called Spindrift. And you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIP Alehui, streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. Coming back in the next hour as we continue our journey through the world of Japanese jazz. Actually starting off with the Indigo Jam Unit, then some Tawate Cornelius, more Kosuke Mine Quintet, and a lot more from this new compilation off BBE. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's 11:06. We're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
We're starting the second hour of Bridging the Gap off with a group from Osaka called Indigo Jam Unit. They're still around, still recording. This is the title track to their album entitled Pirates. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here. Number supported Hawaii Public Radio 1. Thank you. You're listening to the Indigo Jam Unit, title track off their album Pirates. From this into a song called 13 from Takuya Kuroda off his album Zigzagler. This is somewhat new, released in 2016. Been sitting on this one for a while, don't actually get to play it that much, but it's what a great night to get to re-explore it. So if you're just tuning in, dedicating this entire session of Bridging the Gap tonight to Japanese jazz. And this is because a lot of the songs are somewhat long. For example, this one is 7 minutes long. It's a great show to really just strap on the headphones to and just kind of zone out to. Because the music is a little heavy and a little cerebral. And that's exactly what I'm doing as this is going along. Sometimes I'm doing this or that, putting away CDs tonight. I'm just sitting here with you, soaking it in. And what a wonderful thing that is in this most intimate of all mediums that we call radio. Listening to the music of Takuya Kuroda, a song called 13 off his album Zigzagler. From this into another cut off this compilation called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, 1969 through 1984, from BBE Records, or Barely Breaking Even. This is the Mitsuaki Katayama, a song called Unknown Point. And from this, we're going to take a little dive into Japan and their take on Brazilian music with some Tawate and Cornelius. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here. Remember, supported Hawaii Public Radio. The set list, if you're interested, can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to drop me a line at djmrnick@hawaiipublicradio.org.
Thank you.
Listening to DJ Tawate. This is a song called Technova. If you remember the group D-Light, as in Groove in the Heart, this is one third of that group. He was the DJ and did a lot of the sound for that. This comes off an album called Future Listening and features Bibel Gilberto in that. Before that, Mitsuaki Katsuyama, a song called Unknown Point, coming off that J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan compilation from Barely Breaking Even Records. Up next, Japanese electronic artist, experimental electronic artist named Cornelius. Song, or his take on Brazil off an album called Point. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio.
Thank you.
one last dose from this compilation called J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, that I'm basically wrapping this entire show around. This is Eiji Nakayama, a song called Aya's Samba. From this into a remix of a group called Sleepwalker and a song called Resurrection, the Dieseler and the Jazz Invaders remix. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. We'll be right back. winding out the session of Bridging the Gap with one more dose of the Indigo Jam Unit, title track off their album Roots. Before that, Sleepwalker, a song called Resurrection, and that was the Dieseler and Jazz Invaders remix off their remix EP. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to close out with one more from the Kosuke Mine Quintet, and a big shout out to DJ Aisha from K2H for turning me on to this artist. Off his LP entitled Mine, a song called Dream Eyes. We're not going to be able to finish this one because it's about 14 minutes long, but it's so good. Perfect to kind of as a nice smooth drop into Echoes with John DiLiberto coming up in about 10 minutes. closing out with the Kosuke Mine Quintet, a song called Dream Eyes. And you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIP Alehui, streaming live on the web at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where you can find the set list for this show by searching Bridging the Gap. Thank you so much for listening to our run through the world of Japanese jazz. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And we'll see you tomorrow.